You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 02, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Trump administration has reshaped higher education, particularly regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) programs. Recently, Brown University reached a $50 million agreement with the administration to restore its federal funding. This follows a similar arrangement with Columbia University, indicating a broader strategy by the administration. The agreement with Brown includes restoring all frozen grants from the Department of Health and Human Services and reinstating the university's eligibility for future funding. All pending investigations into the university will also be closed. In return, Brown has agreed to dismantle certain DEI programs and to refrain from unlawful racial discrimination in admissions or programming. The university will provide the federal government access to relevant data to ensure compliance. Additionally, Brown pledged $50 million over 10 years to state workforce development organizations in Rhode Island. Brown's president, Christina Paxson, stated that the deal was voluntary and preserves the university's core mission, emphasizing that it does not grant the government authority to dictate curriculum or academic speech. Critics argue that concessions regarding DEI and gender-related policies could indirectly impact academic freedom and curriculum autonomy. The agreement also states that Brown will no longer perform gender reassignment surgeries or prescribe puberty blockers to minors, raising concerns among some students and alumni about disrespect toward transgender individuals. This marks the second major deal the Trump administration has struck with an elite university concerning federal funding and DEI initiatives, following a $221 million settlement with Columbia University. Columbia agreed to dismantle DEI initiatives and end race-based admissions, paying a $200 million fine to the federal government and $21 million to settle an investigation by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The Columbia settlement is seen as a template for discussions with other colleges. Harvard University is currently in talks with the Trump administration and faces legal challenges regarding its federal funding, with over $2 billion frozen due to alleged failures to condemn harassment of Jewish students. The administration's actions target DEI programs and address alleged anti-Semitism on college campuses. Investigations into over 100 universities are underway related to DEI policies, transgender students, students with disabilities, foreign gifts, and alleged anti-Semitism following protests against Israel's war in Gaza. This focus on DEI has led to job losses, school closures of DEI departments, and a pullback from affinity graduations. President Trump celebrated the Brown deal on Truth Social, stating, "Woke is officially dead at Brown." Education Secretary Linda McMahon praised the deal as a step toward reversing the decades-long woke capture of our nation's higher education institutions. Both Brown and Columbia have agreed to end race-based admissions, aligning with the Supreme Court's decision prohibiting race consideration in admissions. Brown will provide access to relevant data to assess compliance with its commitment to merit-based admissions. However, the agreement lacks detail on data privacy and the mechanisms for its use, raising questions about student privacy and federal oversight. The focus on merit-based admissions implies a shift away from holistic review processes, potentially making it harder for Black and Brown students to gain admission to elite institutions. Brown's pledge of $50 million to state workforce development organizations must comply with anti-discrimination laws, but lacks specific allocation details. Unlike Columbia, Brown's financial commitment is directed towards state initiatives, framed as supporting regional economic growth. Critics argue that these settlements compromise academic freedom and dialogue in higher education. The agreement with Brown is viewed as a roadmap for other universities, suggesting that terms imposed on elite institutions could become templates for future settlements. The Trump administration has pressured universities on issues including anti-Semitism, discrimination in admissions, academic rigor, and viewpoint diversity. This pressure campaign could lead to widespread changes across higher education, impacting diversity of thought and experience on campuses. The term woke is used by the Trump administration to describe policies they oppose, framing DEI efforts negatively. For many in the Black community, DEI programs are essential for equitable educational environments. Copyright African Elements.